You have arrived at your destination.
Hi, this is Gene Simmons from KISS, and you're listening to Sean vs. Wild. And guess what? Now that you've heard this, you owe me $29.95. Go to kissonline.com. Boom.
All right, Wildlings, you wanted the best, you got the best, the hottest podcast in Louisville, Kentucky, the Sean versus Wild podcast. I'm your host, as always, the man, the myth, the Sean Thriller Smith, the guy putting rad back into talk radio. It is Tuesday, July 3rd. We are on the eve of a very special birthday. I think you guys know who I'm talking about. I'm talking about America's birthday. That's right, tomorrow, Independence Day, July 4th. I hope you guys have a fun and safe holiday filled with all the important stuff. Beers, burgers, brats, and blowing shit up. All the essentials, guys. And to celebrate Independence Day, to celebrate America's birthday, who better to celebrate with than Iron Falcon? That's right. Iron Falcon rides again, and they are back in the studio with me today. So going to give you a little jump start to your holiday here. We're going to be sitting down. We're going to be talking about their highly anticipated EP. Guys, it is coming out. Official release date, July 27th, called Neighbor of the Beast. And we're going to sit down and talk all about the new EP. Also, exclusively here on the Sean vs. Wild podcast, you guys are going to be the first people to hear their brand new single called Tennessee Sky. We're going to be checking it out today right here on the podcast. And tomorrow, on July 4th, they're going to be dropping the music video on YouTube. So definitely celebrate July 4th with Iron Falcon and celebrate July 3rd right here on the Sean vs. Wild podcast. So yeah, thank you guys so much for tuning in. Also, I want to take care of a little bit of business. If you like the way this podcast sounds, which something tells me this isn't your first Sean vs. Wild podcast you listen to, but if you do like the way this podcast sounds, Joe Brock is also going to be offering his dial booping services to you. So if you have a podcast or you want to start a podcast, he's got you set up as far as editing, mixing, mastering goes. Even going to set you up with a custom theme song for a low, low price. He's going to make it happen for you, make you guys sound just as good as me. All you have to do is email Joe Brock at Brock Enroll Productions. Brock Enroll Productions. Joe Brock at BrockEnrollProductions.com. And shoot him an email, and he's going to get you set up and make you sound like a bescrillion dollars, just like me. Thanks, Joe. Also, big shout out to my sponsor at Audible. Audible, you guys know them. It's an Amazon company. They have over 180,000 audiobooks for you to choose from. And if you want to get in on some of that action, you can do so for absolutely free. They're going to set you up with a 30-day free trial. All you have to do is go to audibletrial.com/SeanVersusWild. audibletrial.com/SeanVersusWild. Go ahead and get signed up. Choose yourself an audiobook. If you don't like it, you can return it. Get yourself another one. That's what's up. And they also have exclusive podcasts there on Audible. And most importantly, it helps support the show big time, because each time you sign up for that Audible 30-day free trial using audibletrial.com/SeanVersusWild, they are going to send me a little check in the mail that helps me keep the lights on here in the Smithsonian. So definitely would appreciate you guys doing that. Great way to support the show for no money out of your pocket. And also, guys, I want to tell you all about Revival Recordings' Revival 52 playlist. That's right. Revival Recordings is releasing one brand new single each week in the year of 2018. And guys, you're going to find so much awesome new music. That's where, you know, June Divided, for example, had them on a couple weeks ago. I've had The Funeral Portrait on. I've had a lot of, I've had Alisana on, a lot of great bands from Revival Recordings. And you're going to be able to check out all the new material, keep afloat of everything going down. All you have to do is go to ffm.to/revival52 and follow that playlist. ffm.to/revival52. Follow that playlist. They're holding an awesome contest. Once they get 1,000 followers there, they're going to be giving away an Amazon Echo to one of those lucky followers at random. So hopefully it's me, but if not, hopefully it's you. So make sure you go ahead and sign up now, because who doesn't want an Amazon Echo, and who doesn't want awesome new jams? That's what's up, guys. All right, let's keep it short and sweet here. It is time to go America all over everyone's asses on this week's episode of the Sean vs. Wild podcast. Iron Falcon back in the studio. Let's get wild for America.
We got him ripping a bong. So, ladies and gentlemen, the Bald Eagle's hanging out with the Iron Falcon tonight. One of the earliest, I said tonight, but it is one of the earliest podcasts I've done in a hot minute. After a long night of partying, the Falcon came over pretty early. You guys are very punctual. I can at least tell you that. You guys are like the Spinal Tap of Southern metal. Super punctual. Very punctual in your arrival. And yeah, so here we are. It's barely noon. And we're already a few Bud Lights deep, and we're making it happen. But guys, welcome back to the show.
What's up, man?
What's up, man? We got the Goins. We got Doty coming in hot. The brothers Chris coming in red hot here to the Smithsonian. It's good to see you. Dude, we spent a little time outside earlier, and I feel like I just have to talk about it. I don't want to be that dork that just talks about the weather all the time, you know? But today...
It's always a good conversation starter.
Today is an exceptionally warm day here in southern Indiana. It's maybe 100 degrees outside.
Maybe. At least.
Yeah. Literally, I walked outside with my Bud Light, and it was warm by the time we walked back in. So, like, I got to get another one of these.
It felt like I put my hand inside of an oven when I just had it sitting on the edge of the chair.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, oh, this is a little hot.
I walked outside barefoot, and I was like, this is a big mistake. Yeah, like that asshole that goes to the beach and doesn't wear, you know, his Birkenstocks.
Dude, sand is the worst when the sun's on it.
Dude, I'm gonna go ahead and just go on a tirade here. My biggest beef, I don't like the beach, and the reason why is I hate sand.
Yeah,
I'm 100% not a sand fan.
I'm with you on that.
I hate it, dude. It just gets in your nooks and crannies.
It's too coarse, and it gets everywhere.
Yeah, too coarse, and it's always like, okay, you know what it's like. If you're a burly boy, you sweat a little bit. Sticks to everything on your body, so you got sand everywhere, dude. You go in your car, there's sand everywhere when you get in. Fuck it, man. And the thing is like the biggest problem with the beach is like your only respite. I don't know. Your only... the only thing that you can do is go into the dirty ass salt water to wash the sand off, and then you just get wet, and then the sand sticks to you even more.
Yeah, you got to go right back through the sand.
You're just fooling yourself, brother.
Which ocean water scares the crap out of me anyway.
I'm not into ocean water at all.
I won't go past my waist in it.
Dude, I don't blame you.
Well, you never know what you're going to find swimming in it alive or not.
Yeah, dude.
My great uncle has a beach house out in North Carolina, and, it's just like a two blocks away from the beach, and I still hated it. He's got this janky old shower outside with the walls that aren't high enough, and you can see the neighbor's windows while you're in there trying to rinse all this sand off you.
Yeah, I'm rinsing sand off, but you can't rinse off hepatitis. You know what I'm saying? You can't rinse off some of the stuff that's going. Imagine you swam in the Ohio River. Think for a moment if you swam in the Ohio River.
I've done it.
Oh my God! Where? Not certainly not at the banks between Louisville and Indiana.
Right around there.
When I was a kid, I didn't have those kinds of concerns. I didn't know any better.
Just uninhibited.
I mean, yeah. I'm not going to go out there with a water bottle and fill it up.
Mom, Dad, there's a body that looks like it's bloated with meth and death. but should I be swimming out there? Yeah, go ahead.
And another thing, too, when the river floods, one of my favorite things to do is just ride my bike through the flooded streets of Louisville.
Right. I feel that.
Yeah.
Dude, you should put a... put like a ski on it and just like jet ski basically. Hell, man, we're making it happen here, brother. But guys, this isn't just the I hate the beach podcast. This is also
we could do a whole podcast.
Yeah. Don't worry, I'm not going to stop this conversation because I personally have a lot of qualms that I need to, I feel like I have a lot of grievances I need to air out in regards to it. But this is also, listeners, the Sean versus Wild podcast. And guess what, dude? Iron Falcon is back. Striking back hard. Iron Falcon is coming back with a vengeance. So today, the Bald Eagle will be interviewing the Iron Falcon. So I got Chris Goins, Chris Doty here in the studio with me. How are you guys today?
Sweaty.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice and damp.
I'm very moist for listeners out there. I know every listener's probably like, why did you have to say that word?
Yeah.
But
I didn't feel like that was until recently that everybody started throwing a fit about that word.
I have a big problem with words in general. In general, I don't use them. I don't say them at all. I just sign. But sometimes there are words that just like embarrass me. Do you guys ever have that? Like,
yeah.
Certainly, I'm not alone in this.
Something about the SL sound in like slither slime.
You know,
words like that. Like, you know, everybody's, oh, moist, that's such a gross word. Like, that one doesn't bother me at all. But, like I said, that weird SL sound, something about it just gives me goosebumps, and I do not like it.
Slither.
Yeah.
Slime.
Yeah, don't do that.
I did the Harry Potter house test.
Slither.
On Pottermore. What house are you? I'm I'm Ravenclaw, guys. Yeah. I'm Ravenclaw. That's cool. Just start lying, because you don't want to say it. But whenever I hear somebody, like, especially in movies, this drives me insane because I'm like, dude, this is 2018. Nobody's saying this. But, like, you hear, like, a kid call their father Papa.
Papa.
That's a word that, like, I'm like, ew, this is gross to me. Papa.
It's better than daddy.
Yeah. Where are you getting pizza from? Pizza Hut? No, I'm getting it from
Daddy
Father
John's.
I'm getting it from Father John's, guys. I'm too embarrassed.
That's a word that you use to address your grandpa, I feel like. Papa.
Yeah, I feel like that's the word that you use if you were born in Austria.
The only time I've ever used it was just as a joke. I'm like, hey, Papa.
Yeah.
Papa
Goins.
But yeah, dude, from now on, Papa Goins coming in red hot. Big shout out to Papa Goins coming in. Dude, I'd rather call somebody Papaw.
Papaw.
Easily.
Papaw's a good old one.
Yeah.
He's your old wrinkly old man.
Yeah, dude. I call my grandfather Papaw easily. What about you? Are you calling him? What do you call him? Grandfather?
I call him Grandma and Grandpa.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, I do the same. Nothing special.
They, and about midway through my childhood, they tried to get me to start calling them Oma and Opa.
I was like, why are you changing the game, Grandfather?
And so all my...
Is your family German?
They all speak German.
Aren't those the German words for Grandma and Grandpa?
Yeah. They speak German. And so... My grandmother, she was.
If you're Caucasian in 2018, chances are your grandparents are German.
Yeah, that's
they're German.
I thought you were going to leave it as if you're Caucasian, your grandparents probably are.
Yeah, you probably are. Yeah, German Irish. I feel like everybody's German Irish. I have to hit them with like I'm German Irish on my maternal side, and then my dad's mom. Is straight up like can of tobacco, cigar store, Native American.
Nice.
She's very Native American. And then people are like, oh, yeah, you're white, so you're just going to, you know, say that you're Native American. I'm like, no, wait till you see this woman. grew up in West Virginia, graduated in a high school with six people, grades 1 through 12.
Wow.
In the whole school. And, yeah. And, I actually ran into her last night, and it turns out she lives right across the street.
Nice.
So it's one of those things like, man, I haven't seen you in a couple of years. What have you been up to? She's like, oh, I live off Holman's Lane. I'm like, I live off Holman's Lane. She's like, I live right there. And I'm like, I live right across the street.
Nice.
You know, NBD. No
small
big deal.
World, man.
But guys, we're not here to just talk about, oh, yeah, I got to talk about the beach. Yeah, fuck the beach, man. I don't want to lead the listeners on like, man, when's he going to start talking about how much he hates the beach? I hate it.
I can't remember the last time I went to the beach.
Well, the live animals, bro. That's my thing. It's like, yeah. I don't want to swim where, if you will, but I don't want to swim with other beasts.
Yeah, you know jellyfish freak me out. Oh,
I got
crabs,
the crap
shellfish.
Kicked out of me by a jellyfish when I was younger.
He beat the crap out of you?
Dude.
How big of a jellyfish
was he? He got tangled around my leg.
Ooh.
Dang.
And yeah, that's a surfer fella had a.
I don't like stingrays.
A surfer fella had a pee on me.
No, he pulled it off.
And cure the sting. Imagine that, like, brother, I don't want to say this or nothing, but I was young and a surfer man pissed all over me.
Dude, I want to know who made that up.
Yeah, that's definitely
it's
a
just
lie.
Somebody who wanted to pee on somebody he didn't like. And they got stung by a jellyfish. You know, let me pee on you real fast. It'll help. I heard.
It's ammonia. It's good for it. Yeah. You know what? I would rather you just go buy some cleaning product or something that also contains a high amount of ammonia and dump that on me. But yeah, the beach, man. I don't want to swim. For one, I don't have the body. I don't have the body for a public body of water, okay? I got to swim. If I'm going to swim, I'm going to swim in the privacy of, you know, a private pool, you know? I go to my sister's house and swim over there when no one's at home. You know, that's one of those things. I don't have the body for a public pool, but if I did, I definitely don't want to share that pool of water with, you know,
the entire
species.
Earth.
Yeah. I've watched Planet Earth. I know what's going on under there.
Well, what just weirds me out is that when you're in that pool with all those other people, that water's touching everyone's butthole.
Well, dude, a public pool, man. In many ways, I feel like maybe the public pool is worse than the damn ocean, because you know there's piss in that.
Yeah,
yeah, but they got chemicals to figure. I mean, it's just, if you're gonna live your life just scared of germs and stuff, then
well, I'm not nearly Howie as Mandel. Worried about other people's pee.
We're calling
as I
you
am.
Out, Howie Mandel. Fist bump me.
Like you said, the critters and the things that are in the True. Ocean. That's what I have the problem with, dude. Like those, I've seen enough Discovery Channel to know what kind of stuff is floating around.
I've
the
seen
deep
enough
sea.
Discovery Channel to know that things swim up your pee hole.
Yeah, I'm not cool with that.
Not cool at all.
I clothespin mine off going when I was going
just for safety, brother. I do it for safety,
get a
brother.
Zip tie, just nice and tight.
Hell, just for safety, brother. You can't ever be too safe out there.
You don't want nothing crawling up there.
That's for sure. But guys, Iron Falcon striking back red hot this summer, man. It's been a year since we've sat down and chatted, and you guys have been pretty busy in the meantime, man. Fill me in on the last year of the Falcon, brother.
Well, so we did this.
Let's get down to it, man. I can't be talking about bodies of water, but I could talk for an hour for this for sure.
First of all, I feel bad because we did this podcast last year, and we were like, "Oh yeah, we're gonna have a new EP out here in a couple of months."
Yeah,
you know, I was promised everybody last fall, so that went real well, obviously.
guys, you're gonna be so happy. It's finally coming out.
Finally. We had a bit of issue as far as like our lineup goes. We had a couple members out on hunting expeditions, and one was in jail for a little while, so that made things kind of rough.
Yeah, and tell me about also too. I also heard about somebody just striking it rich.
Yeah, Jake.
Yeah. Doty knows a little more about that than I do.
Yeah. I know Jake he won some money on a couple million off scratch offs.
Yeah.
And was like, all right, he dipped out for a bit, came back. And,
obviously, probably went to the ocean.
And yeah. And was like, he ended up spending the rest of it on more scratch offs, thinking he could double down.
Yeah.
And just lost everything on more scratch offs.
Yeah. Rookie mistake.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Bush so, I mean, league. I think he made,
he made a couple $100 off of it, yeah. Which, yeah. Cool. He blew that money going to Japan for a few months. So
yeah. Just spent it in Japan, yeah.
Yeah.
What's a tried and true American like that doing in Japan, brother?
I mean, everybody's got their own choices.
That's true, man. Yeah. Hell, I'll never go there. I ain't going to forget Pearl Harbor, ever. My grandfather fought in this goddamn war, goddamn it, and I ain't going to forget neighbor.
Yeah, and then our drummer, Josh, went on a hunting expedition out west. He was gone for how many months was he gone for?
About 5 months, yeah. About
5 months. Went and shot himself. He got a huge freaking elk. It's up on his wall now.
He didn't shoot himself. He shot an elk.
Yeah, he shot himself.
He shot himself.
He's up on his wall now.
A beautiful elk.
Yeah, shot himself. A big old elk.
Bro, I heard that like elk and moose, believe it or not, are like ferocious animals. Like some of the most like responsible for like. In the top five, like animals responsible for human deaths.
Really?
Yeah. They got a crazy sound when they get all pissed off.
I heard the hippo. You know, obviously people have heard about the hippo being ferocious, but I heard the elk, or it's either an elk or a moose, man. I heard that they just like take no shit.
I know meese are huge.
Yeah, Jake. Could you imagine if you ran over a moose with your car?
You wouldn't have a car
anymore.
Yeah,
you wouldn't have a car, dude.
Yeah, there's some town somewhere where the moose get all crazy. Every year when they start going into heat, they'll fight anything that moves.
Dude, and they're like the size of houses, so.
I'll fight anything that moves.
And then with Mike, he spent a little bit of time in jail. Well, he had a whole scheme planned out, and he was getting away with it for a while. He has lights on his Chevy Blazer.
Yeah, of course.
And he would try to pull people over,
uh-huh,
and write them fake speeding tickets and say, if you just give me $50 cash.
Yeah. Dude, classic con. The long con.
Yeah.
If you give me $50, man. Yeah. Hell.
But you know how sometimes if a cop's pulled over on the side of the road, another cop will pull behind him just to double down.
Right, yeah.
And that's how he got busted.
He got popped.
He got popped. And so he spent a little time in jail for writing fake speeding tickets.
Man, the Falcon has been in full force over the last 365.
Yeah, so, I mean, we spend a lot of time with everybody missing. We spend a little time finishing up this album and getting everything done for it. And so now we got the full lineup back and about to start playing
ready
some shows.
To rock.
Ready to rock. Every day it was just like, it's kind of hard with you not around. I know you're in prison smiling down. Every day we pray for you. I'll be missing you, guys. Puff Daddy featuring the Notorious B.I.G. and Faith Evans. No?
I couldn't name you one Puff Daddy song.
Well, that's one. I'll be missing you. Sampling Every Breath You Take by The Police. But yeah. Guys, I gotta also give you a big ups, man, because you came in here wearing a Gravedigger shirt. And that's the cool thing about podcasts. It's so visual. You guys have probably seen it already. But yeah, you came in wearing a Gravedigger shirt and my dad's jean shorts. Red hot, man. You're making it happen here on this hot summer day.
Yeah, I was down in Nashville last weekend.
Of course you were.
At a monster truck show.
Right.
And
we have yet to go to a single monster truck show, even though every time we get together, we always talk about like, well, I got to go.
Mm-hmm. I got a good story for you, too. When I was down in Nashville, nobody's going to know this, but
this is exclusive, guys. So set your recorders.
See, I'm a big monster truck fan. I've been watching it since I was a little kid. And there was this driver, Carl Van Horn, that I used to love. He was a team Gravedigger driver. Didn't always drive Gravediggers, but drove Gravedigger trucks. And we're waiting outside.
How many Gravediggers are there? I don't want to interrupt you, but you just said something that literally just piqued my interest. So he's a team Gravedigger driver. There's probably multiple drivers of Gravedigger, and there's probably multiple Gravediggers. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
That look just the exact same?
Yeah, see, some of them have little different tweaks to them. Like some of the drivers like the shorter wheelbase trucks. Some of them the longer. Some trucks are a little taller than the other ones.
Well, I imagine it'd be like, hey, I'm Dale Earnhardt Jr. I drive the number 8 car, and that's it. Like, nobody else drives the number 8 car. Yeah. And if you want to see it, my ass is driving it.
That's
you
know, what I had always assumed as well.
So yeah. you're telling me, like, these people don't own their own monster trucks, and they don't drive the monster trucks they own. It's like it's like a team.
Well, Dennis Anderson is the owner of Gravedigger.
Gotcha.
And so, but, you know, Monster Trucks has gotten so big lately that they're doing multiple tours the same nights across the country.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
You can't be in 8 places at the same time. So.
Hell, brother.
So I saw this guy, and I was like,
dug 8 holes for 8 different souls here.
But I saw this guy, and I was like, dude, I think that's Carl Van Horn, which is one of my favorite names ever given to a human. And
that's the name you check in, like if you want to give somebody a false name at a hotel, like, oh, what's your name? It's Carl Van Horn.
Yeah. And so I'm sitting there, I'm like, dude, I think that's Carl Van Horn. And then like he comes walking up to me. He says, hey, you from here? And I got nervous. And I was like, yeah.
Lie.
And I was like, oh, wait, no, I'm from Louisville.
Yeah, I totally am. Just kidding, guys. Carl Van Horn, I can't lie to you. I'm from Louisville.
Yeah, and he was like, my sponsors haven't showed up. I got like 14 tickets. You want them? And he's like, do you know anybody who would want them? And I was like, I was calling people. But
like, yeah, well, let me get the family on the horn here. We got 14, so 13 more Doties. Yeah, I'd probably make that happen.
It sucked because it's like it was 2 hours before the show. I live 3 hours away, so nobody I know could have.
Right.
I called a couple friends I got down in Tennessee, and nobody answered their phone.
But guess who you didn't call? The one friend that would love to see a monster truck show.
I know, man, but you wouldn't have been there. You wouldn't have been there.
That's true. I wouldn't have been there. I could have made it there.
If it was 4 hours before showtime, I would have been like, dude, Sean, get down here now.
Sean, get your ace down here, brother. We're going to see Gravedigger. Man, that just blew my mind. That like totally changed my whole perspective on things because it's like, oh yeah, there's eight Gravediggers in 8 different cities across the the world.
Your whole life is going to be different now.
It is. It's true, man. That's a great shirt, though.
Well, thank you,
man. I know I've probably asked you this before, but Gravedigger's got to be your favorite, right?
Gravedigger's one of my favorites.
Gravedigger's the Undertaker of monster trucks. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's just a badass. Like, you know by the name, you know by the look that this guy is cool. He doesn't have anything to prove. Where somebody like, Barefoot has a has a lot that he's got to prove. You know what I'm saying? Is Barefoot even a thing? I think I asked you this last time. Is he still a thing?
I know he's not in the Monster Jam circuit, but there's several different like organizations that are all going on. He might be in one of the small rinky dink fairground ones.
Bigfoot's still around, obviously, right?
Yeah,
yeah. And Gravedigger is still around. What are some other monster trucks that are in the circuit right now, brother?
Well, right now you got his. Dennis Anderson doesn't drive anymore, so his son's driving Gravedigger. He's also got a daughter driving a Gravedigger truck. His other son's driving Son of a Digger, which is one of my favorite ones.
I have heard of that, yeah.
Yeah. And then there's the Mutant, which is a Monster Energy monster truck. That one's pretty good.
So basically there's three grave diggers, a Monster Energy, and Bigfoot. That's it?
No.
Like, there's got to be somebody that's like fancy schmancy. It's like, oh yeah, dude, I got a monster truck. I called it, you know.
Well, there's some fancy schmancy new monster truck they just came out with in Nashville. It was a debut. It's a diesel-powered monster truck.
Really? And what's it called?
Brodozer. It was, dude, it was so lame.
Brodozer.
And the worst part about it is, you know,
I feel like Iron Falcon needs to start a side project with me called Brodozer immediately.
But the worst part about it is that, you know, it just sounds like a diesel engine. So it's just going.
It just sounds like Prince.
Yeah. And so it's like
it happen, hitting the high notes.
When he's driving, like, it's quiet. You can hear it just hitting the ground.
Yeah, I drive a Prius monster truck.
Electric monster truck.
Yeah. It's called, you know, it's like one of those things. It's just called Earth Conscious. The monster truck. It runs, half of it runs on electricity, but once I get over to 30 miles an hour, it's going to kick into diesel. You know what I'm saying? But the engine's electric, quiet as a church mouse. Until I get up to about 30 miles an hour, which is rare because I'm in a small arena. But yeah, okay, guys, let's get on track here because we're having a fantastic time here. It's the summer of the Falcon, man, the Bald Eagle interviewing the Falcon. So you had a lot of ups and downs and misadventures with your lineup over the last year. But you got a new album that's coming out. Tell everybody about it because it's coming out July 27th. No ifs, ands, or buts.
None.
No cuts, no butts, no coconuts. It's coming out 7/27, listeners.
So this is the first time that we've announced the name of it, so you get a little exclusive here.
This is a worldwide exclusive. Go ahead. The Go EP, and hit them with it.
It's called Neighbor of the Beast.
Perfect. Where does that name come from? Obviously the number of the beast, but do you ever have a neighbor that sucked that hard?
So do you want to know the real story behind that?
Guys, this is the real exclusive. This is the meat and potatoes of the podcast. Give me the real story.
So we've had four of the songs on the EP written since the last time we did this podcast, right? And we were like, well, we'd like to have a fifth one on there. And I've been struggling to come up with ideas. So I have, you know, a folder just full of different guitar riffs that I've recorded on my computer. And of course, I had to name one Riff 666.
Obviously.
And then I was like, man, you know, I don't really like that riff that much. So I recorded a new one and I just went with Riff 665. And then that ended up becoming the song that is Neighbor of the Beast.
Nice.
Eh. And so that's kind of where it came from. I just started thinking, like, what could we name this? You know, I can't come up with any ideas. And I thought 665, Neighbor of the Beast.
Right across the street.
Yeah. It's perfect.
Hell yeah.
So, and I just like that name so much that there's the EP title right there for you.
I mentioned this off camera, if you will, but before we started recording, I was like, yeah, I had this idea. I was like, man, if I ever had a, you know, just like a, one of those, Waterfront Wednesday bands, you know, just a folk rock, whatever. I was like, I'm going to name it Beekeeper because of course you'd have a folk rock band named Beekeeper. Dude, better than Arcade Fire, if you ask me. Beekeeper, making it happen. And the album would be called Number of the Bees.
Perfect. I'm going to be laughing about that
Iron
forever.
Maiden, you old so-and-so, you have nothing on Beekeeper. Man. We're going to rock your, you know, we're going to rock your...
rock your socks off.
Cowboy hat off. Because this is Waterfront Wednesday. We're going to mellowly rock your cowboy hat off.
But when Chris sent me that song and had it titled Neighbor of the Beast... I was not very into it at first.
I was into it as you'd think, brother.
And then, like, the more I started thinking about it, and then the more, you know, we were talking about maybe naming the album that, and the more I started, like, thinking of what the cover of the album could be,
right?
The more I was like, okay, yeah, I'm
What
into
also
this.
Too love about the imagery when you keep saying Neighbor of the Beast is, like, I'm not the bad guy here. I'm just the neighbor. Yeah, my neighbor just sucks that bad. I'm not the bad guy here, but my neighbor sucks.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's awesome, man. But yeah, I'm super stoked for everybody to hear. But I've been listening to it. You sent me an email with all the exclusive tracks.
Oh yeah,
I'm stoked on it. Also, too, before we get too far into the podcast, I want to say this, man. It's July 3rd. I can't believe, as three American patriots like us, didn't bring up the fact that tomorrow is Independence Day.
I'm already ready for it.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Are you stocked? Oh, yeah.
I'm stocked. I spent almost $300 on some fireworks this year. You're that
guy. You're that guy that buys the fireworks.
Dude, I freaking love it.
Do you? I had a feeling that you would be, so I wanted to talk to you about 4th of July. Because to me, like, I've always been the guy that, like, will go to a party, and I'm also that guy that will, find an excuse to drink. But I'm not that guy that invests a lot of money in fireworks. Because many times, like, there have been some, like, Thunder Over Louisville, for example. If anybody has ever seen me at a Thunder Over Louisville party, you know that I've drank all day long. And then they're like, hey, the fireworks are going. I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to walk down to the riverbed. I got a bird's eye view. I'm not going to walk. It's cool.
Hey, I didn't see
it. I'll miss
it. But I saw him did.
Oh, hell yeah. So you're a fireworks guy.
Yeah. Yeah. See, but I don't like thunder.
Yeah.
If there's not a chance of me blowing my own hands up, then I don't like being a part of it. Like,
I got to get my hands dirty.
Dude, for real, I do not care watching somebody else set off fireworks. But if I can throw a mortar out, just like a grenade with no tube to shoot it up.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the best part, man.
That's the thrill, man. Like the thrill of the unknown. Like, hey, man, is this going to be the day that I lose one of the digits? On my right hand or not, you know?
My favorite part about every 4th of July is just the bootleg fireworks that you have no idea what they're going to do when you set them off.
Yeah, that's the best part.
I actually have a video of, was it last year or the year before?
I think it was 2 years ago.
2 years ago, I went and just bought the cheapest, like those cardboard helicopter ones.
Right, yeah.
And we were out in Borden just setting them off, and I actually have on the video of one of them exploding and flying and hitting me.
Yeah, that's the best part. Like, you buy, especially like the helicopter ones. I remember those as a kid. It'd be like, all right, yeah, well, let's go ahead and set it off. I'll run away. And then that's the firework that goes right into your grandmother's face. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's the one that has like a one track mind. It's like, I'm gonna ruin the 4th of July for somebody. That's what those helicopters do.
And that's what I find entertaining.
Yeah. Dude, I will tell you, when I was a kid, I don't even know if they make these anymore because I haven't seen them recently at all. But the firework that I love the most is this little thing where it was like...
the snake?
A little too... Oh, dude, hell. I love to light off those little snake pucks. Oh, man, look at that. It's like a turd. They should just be called turds. They don't look like snakes at all. No snake looks like this. But they're like little mortar things that you'd shoot up in the air, and then there would, they would explode. It would be cool. But then it would have a little army man figure.
Oh, yeah, the parachutes. Oh, yeah.
Like parachutes down.
Yeah, I got a whole cart full of those.
Well, invite me over, guys. This is going to be the best 4th of July ever for me.
Dude, they got a ton of them. They got some that's, they got the army men on them, and there's tons. My siblings love the parachute ones, so...
So do I, man. I need to be a part of that family, bro. Let me in. But, yeah, that was always my favorite. I was like, man, okay, the parachute, cool. That's great. But, yeah, the helicopter ones, man, it's a little too edgy for me because I'm like, oh, yeah, that's the one that's going to go straight into babies, like it's going to go into a crib or something. Like they just go into like the worst place possible. Like, oh, this is the one that your dog's going to eat.
I remember one year we were hanging out with him and Doty and his siblings, and we were just popping the sticks off of bottle rockets and lighting fistfuls of them and throwing them at each other.
Right, as you would.
Yeah, that's the best part.
Yeah, you don't know where they're going to go.
I have a soft spot for drinking all day and blowing stuff up.
Yeah, hell
so
yeah.
So, obviously, 4th of July is my favorite holiday.
So what you're saying is you're an American.
Absolutely.
And so am I. And I'm proud to through be and an through. American. One single tear. Dude, somebody needs to, listeners out there, you need to make a YouTube video with Proud to be American in the background and just people getting seriously hurt by fireworks.
I'm sure something like that exists.
Something has to exist. Yeah, absolutely. But, so yeah, 4th of July coming up red hot. 4th of July is coming up tomorrow, and you have something to celebrate.
We do.
Because what else is going on tomorrow besides, America?
It's going to be our birthday gift to America.
Hell yeah.
If we're going to be releasing our new video.
Right? We'll tell everybody about the video. Tell everybody about the single.
Do you want to tell the story?
All right. So the single is the song is called Tennessee Sky. We'll be really. You'll get the 24-hour exclusive.
Oh hell yeah!
Then it's gonna be the video will be released on the 4th of July. But the story of the song is about me and Chris went down to Nashville one Saturday to get some Nashville hot chicken.
Absolutely. I got 3 hours with the chicken.
Dude, we did. That was a real thing that happened.
And the fireworks.
Yeah.
And that was it. Just went down there to get some chicken. But on the way back, dude, the freaking weather went crazy. We were driving on the highway. He's got video of it. But, like, we were driving, and, like, no joke, we saw two tornadoes start coming down.
Yeah, poking down out of the clouds. That's which insane. I had never seen before in real life.
Right.
So that was... Of course, my first reaction was, oh, cool, pull my phone out and start filming, you know, stuff that's going on. And
as it starts wisping down a little more, we're just kind of like,
with no regards to my safety at all.
You know, actually, I one time, like, as a kid, I grew up, I was like, I had, like, this huge paranoia about weather, like, maybe because Twister had come out, you know, and I was, like, super afraid of bad weather and tornadoes and all this stuff. And as a kid, like, I spent many an hour, many an evening being unnecessarily afraid. And then one time when I was an adult, like, I feel like we were really in the soup of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, one time we're driving through Idaho and the entire sky is black, like black. And then peeking through that is like the red sunset. Like, so there'd be like one hole in the sky where the red sunset is peeking through these black clouds. And I'm like, this seems like the end of the world. This seems Armageddon in nature. And, dude, everybody's phone was like going off. It was like, dude, tornado warning right now. Get to shelter immediately. And we just drove through it.
Yeah.
And you know what? In the face of it, looking directly at it, I wasn't as afraid as I was when I was a kid. When I'd be like, oh man, it's raining outside pretty hard and I'm afraid of tornadoes.
Yeah.
But man, that's crazy. So you guys, well, here's a real question: how's the hot chicken?
It was good.
It was so good.
It lived up to the hype,
dude. I almost pooped my pants in a music store.
I feel like that would.
I forgot about that,
dude. I had to run down the street. Like I seriously thought I was like, I got to go now.
This is a do do or die situation.
Yeah, and so I was like, Chris, we got to go. I ran across the street, got in my car, got stuck behind a fire truck, started driving down the street, and I was like, dude, I'm not going to make it. And so I'm looking for a place to go to the bathroom. I'm like, dude, this is a big old busy public street. I'm sure no place has public restrooms. And then I saw a church bookstore.
Perfect.
So I whipped in there, and I went in there, and booked it, and I was like, excuse me, ma'am, do you have a restroom I could use? And she's like, oh, yeah, right there in the back. I'm just full sprint.
For the glory of Jesus. dude, I got to call an emergency council with Count Dooku. Dude,
it was rough, but luckily that happened because...
For all you Star Wars dorks out there listening to this podcast...
I was all clear driving back, but yeah, when we were driving back, like you're saying, we started getting notifications on our phone, like tornadoes in the area.
Well, it was funny too, because you know we're driving back, it's black as night outside, it's raining hard.
Right.
We stop at a gas station, and you know we go in to get some snacks or whatever for the road trip back, and
beef jerky, pork rinds.
Absolutely, yeah. As we're coming back out though, like the rain stops, the sky starts you know kind of clearing up. It's still nice and cloudy and dark, but the girl at the cash register is like, "Oh, it's a bad sign. There might be some tornadoes." And no joke, as soon as we get back on the road, not 10 minutes down the road, there's one after another.
Yeah.
So.
And so me and Chris took it upon ourselves to handle that situation.
To film this documentary for the music video for Tennessee Sky.
And so what we did is, I mean, I've seen Twister. I know what to do when a tornado comes. You tie yourself to a pipe.
Easily. You just strap your belt to a leather you strap your leather belt to a lead pipe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how you survive.
That's what you do. And so...
That's 101, guys. Yeah. Take our word for it.
And so me and Chris had pulled off the road on like a small kind of gravel road. They had some, you know, little pipes on the side for the gas lines and stuff. I was like, I'm sure this will hold.
So absolutely. I'm sure it will.
And so, I mean, I don't weigh a lot. So if a tornado even picks me up and is trying to take me, I mean...
Shit, man, you could zip tie yourself to a lead pipe, I feel like. I'll be all right. You'd be all right. B, on the other hand, my fat ass is going with the zip tie. I need a good old-fashioned leather belt.
And so when me and Chris were driving, we took it upon ourselves. Like, dude, we got to, you know, there's...
We got to do something about this.
Yeah, so we pulled over and strapped ourselves to the pipe and just... Yeah. I was swinging.
I was swinging, brother.
Swinging on this tornado and... I think I scared him because he went back up.
And you're like Pecos Bill out there, just riding on it. That was the American folktale where the guy rode a tornado, right? Pecos Bill. You guys have seen.
It's ringing some bells, tale, but
right, Patrick Swayze.
I don't know. No, probably not.
God, you guys don't know what I'm talking about. Patrick Swayze, Paul Bunyan, Like I'm gonna give. I'm not gonna give Oliver Platt his due or whatever. And John Henry, yeah, American Tale or Tall Tale, right?
Yeah, well,
I cannot believe you guys haven't seen it.
You're talking about
it right after this podcast.
You're talking about somebody riding a tornado. That's definitely ringing some bells for me.
Yeah, Pecos Bill, man.
It would have been when I was a kid. I barely remember it.
You guys are the Pecos Bills.
Yeah.
You guys like the Buffalo Bills when it comes to riding tornadoes. we get to the big show, Hit Them Blood.
Yeah, but the video we did is pretty much a documentary of exactly what had happened.
Yeah. Shot by shot, frame for frame.
Yeah,
exactly. Out there. Well, guys, I think that we shouldn't let the listeners sit any longer in anticipation, dude. They're probably riding a tornado-like wave of anticipation, ready to hear this. So let's go ahead and hit them with the hot new single coming out tomorrow, guys. You got to see this video. I've seen it ahead of time, and the footage is stunning, striking to say the least. You got to definitely want to check it out. But guys, this is Iron Falcon with Tennessee Sky.
Straight from work to the cat.
everybody. That was Iron Falcon taking you to Toons Farm, taking you to Toontown here with Tennessee Sky, man.
Is that a Clay Neville's original?
Oh, yeah. Clay Neville's definitely made Toontown. And I've been calling it Toons Farm lately, which is obviously an homage to Bum Wine from your local grocer's freezer at Boone's Farm.
What did we call it last podcast? Was it a tune bag?
I don't remember. I don't even remember.
Coming red hot out of the tune bag.
You got a satchel full of tracks.
I have a messenger bag filled with tracks. A messenger bag filled with tracks. And my laptop. And my iMac. Yeah. But guys, Tennessee Sky, that's the jam right there, bro. When I heard it, I was like, man, this reminds me of like all like the just stuff that I grew up loving, like you know, like Maylene and the Sons of Disaster.
I do love Maylene,
dude. Who doesn't?
It's the first track that I've come out with in a while that I've really been proud of, I guess, even though it's kind of a silly song. You know, I'm much more proud of the guitar work on
right.
that song and the rest of the EP than I ever was with any of our older stuff.
I feel that. You ever feel like sometimes, like if you're really, really good at your instrument, you have to make up for it by writing ridiculous songs, like Les Claypool from Primus or Frank Zappa,
yeah.
or you know Captain Beefheart. Like if you're really good at what you're doing, you gotta compensate by just like writing songs that are ridiculous.
Well, that's the one thing my aunt always told me, that she can't stand music where it's just complicated to be complicated.
Right. Yeah.
She's always just told me, just because you can. Doesn't mean you should.
That's, yeah,
you should.
That makes sense.
That's kind of why I got sick of playing death metal too, man. I was tired of just trying to write stuff that was just fast and hard, just for the sake of writing stuff that was fast and hard.
I'm gonna make 10,000 notes here.
Yeah,
and they're not gonna mean anything. The thing is like, especially with metal, it's like, dude, there are some bands that are so amazing, and then you have AC/DC,
yeah.
who is like maybe in the top five most amazing fucking hard rock, heavy metal, whatever type bands of all time, and they're just. You know, they're just chords, a few chords, and then they wrote the same song 400 times and made it 400 different hits, and they're all badass.
Well, not to mention, like, I'm not even that good at guitar to begin with, so I just felt like it was futile to try to keep up with...
Don't sell yourself short.
Dude, I don't know about it.
You're the jam. You better shut up.
But yeah,
I feel that. But, guys, you have a video that will be premiering tomorrow, guys. If you love the song, you got the 24-hour exclusive on Tennessee Sky. And tomorrow, the video will release on America's birthday, July 4th.
It is. And you're going to want to check it out, because you're going to want to see exactly what went down in Tennessee when me and Chris were coming back.
Why don't you tell the listeners out there about the video?
The video, well, it's us playing in the rain, just playing our instruments and... I had to, I got real lucky because I didn't want to ruin my drum set.
Yeah, obviously.
So I was looking around at drum sets to buy, and I'm like, man, it's like, to get at least a decent looking drum set.
So you had to
set.
Use mine. I didn't want to ruin my gray drum set, so I had to use yours, Sean.
No, so I'd been looking around for just a drum set, and everyone's like $250, $300. I'm like, man, do I really want to spend that much money just to break it?
Right.
And so I was like, yeah, you know what, I'm just going to look on Facebook. And so I made a post, and I was like, anybody got a drum set I can ruin? And this guy was like, I got a five-piece, a black Mapex kit I'll sell you for $50.
Oh, that's a deal. Mapex like, is the jam.
I was like, oh, okay, I'll take it. And so that's what we used
Did
in the video.
Did you keep the kit afterwards?
I got it sitting in our file pile.
Oh, man. Heck, you didn't church it up, put some new rims on that?
Dude, mic? That thing got...
By the end of the video, it was trashed.
Yeah, it was done for. I do have.
That's
got
what happens
four-tom.
When you got an F5 in your video, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chris dressed up as an F5 and and lit that kid up.
Lit that kid up.
On the topic of instruments that we trashed, quick shout out to Cliffy Madden.
Yeah, big shout out, Cliffy Madden.
For putting that guitar together for me.
For the video. Okay. Yeah,
well, he actually. He,
Give
that
us
was,
the background deets on that.
That was the same guitar that we used in the video for the Southern Way that he filmed. And we needed one that I could just get wet and ruin because I was, you know, getting sprayed with blood and all this kind of stuff while we were doing it. So he like painted that for me, and it's got, you know, Iron Falcon and Rebel Forever on it, and it looks super good, but it just didn't work.
Right.
So obviously that's the
it's
one.
Good for the video, yeah. Not for the live performance.
So that's I've thought for a while about just replacing the electronics in it and playing that thing live. But
you know what? Just put it on backing track.
Yeah,
and play it live. It's 2018, guys. Just put it on the backing track.
So we broke that same one back out though and used it under the rain and all that kind of stuff for this last video.
Mm-hmm. And I fist fight a tornado in that video.
Guys, let's not beat around the bush here. You're going to see a grown man fist fight a tornado.
I had to tell the story exactly how it happened.
Exactly how it happened, yeah. He's going to take care of business with extreme prejudice on this F5.
Well, you got to think, man. An F5 comes through and just ruins everybody's stuff. And it's exactly. I like extreme weather. I don't like watching people get their homes destroyed.
I like to live life to the extreme, but brother, if you take my trailer away, you're on my shit list.
Yeah, and so my whole thing was like, I gotta protect this town.
Yeah,
I feel that, man. I feel 100%. Who you don't want to see bad things happen to good people.
It's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Now. If I was heading towards a bunch of city slickers, I might just let it go.
Oh, New York City. Yeah, we're just going to clean up this town. This town needs an enema. Jack Nicholson, Batman, 1989. Guys, check it out. But yeah. And dude, outside, we're talking about the video and that tornado, man. It's brilliantly done. I love how you reenacted the tornado, almost frame by frame reenactment. It's like the remake of Psycho from the mid 90s. It's just like kind of a shot for shot reenactment of what really happened. I really enjoyed it. But also too, we were talking outside. I didn't want to do the segue cause you're like, I don't want to see bad things happen to good people. I think I actually said it and I was like, I'm going to hit this segue here, but here's the deal. Because we were talking, we're definitely fans of metal, rock, southern country, all that sort of thing. Because we are just products of where we grew up. But I feel like I have to mention, dude, the passing of Vinnie Paul from Pantera. As a drummer, as a fat guy, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is a big loss for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just felt like I was like, dang, dude, this is guy that's holding it together, dude. And he passed away, man. What did you guys hear about that? Obviously,
yeah. Oh yeah.
You a big Pantera fan?
I wasn't. But then I was.
Yeah.
So like, I grew up.
But then one day,
they
kicked my ass and I understood.
What happened was I heard everybody talking about how awesome Pantera was, how good musicians they were, how great he was at guitar, how great of a drummer he was. And the first song I ever heard from them was Walk.
Right.
And I was like, this sucks. Like the drum beat in that song is just
homeboy.
The drum beat was boring. The guitar work was boring. And I was like, I don't want to listen to anything else from them. And it wasn't up until like 2012 when our bassist now showed me some Panteras because I was telling him how boring. I was like, how can anybody say that they're good? And of course, I didn't really listen to him. And
then you heard Cowboys from Heck. And that's when my life changed.
Dude, and what's that? There's one song where I have no idea what he's doing with his feet.
Yeah, exactly. That's the best part about it.
Yeah.
From one drummer to another, that's the best part about it. You don't even know what the heck is going on.
Yeah, no joke. I sat there. I was just like, okay. Well, I guess I was wrong.
Yeah, you know what? I was wrong. You know, the first time I'm going to tell you this story, which I didn't plan on telling this story, but the first time I ever heard about Pantera and what kind of got me into Pantera was so I was a rocker. You know, back in the day when I was a kid, I was in a rock. I was a big rocker, and I watched. It's either on Mighty Ducks 2 or Mighty Ducks 3. But there is a scene where Charlie from Mighty Ducks is trying to mack on this fly honey, and she's like, he's like, oh, you like music? She's like, yeah, I love music. And she's like, I like Pantera. And he's like, oh, I love Pantera. And that was the moment I was like, I don't know who the hell Pantera is, but I gotta check these people out. And then that was when I first got into Pantera. It was from Mighty Ducks. So big shout out to Emilio Estevez for making this happen for me.
Changed your life.
Changed my whole life. But yeah, so the Iron Falcon. Okay, we Tennessee Sky got a new video coming up tomorrow. You got a new album that's coming out. Seven 27. Let's talk about some of the songs on the album. Let's actually get down to some serious business, because I just enjoy having you guys here on the studio. So we're just talking all, you know, all over the place. But I want to talk about some of the stuff. So, you know, last year we actually played a track. We played Bard Party last year.
Right.
So for listeners, if you haven't checked it out yet, go back to the original episode with Iron Falcon. You can hear Bard Party. But there's some in Tennessee Sky. You know, obviously we're listening to that. But I want to talk about some of the other tracks, man, especially Country Ghost, which is something that you played for me in the off time, you know, in between podcasts, which I love so much. Tell me about Country Ghost. Tell the listeners about it.
Well, Country Ghost is another true story of
absolutely factual.
Yeah, I did not, I didn't believe in any kind of like supernatural stuff for the longest time until, you know, sometimes you just go out looking for something and you find it, and then other times it just kind of happens. And just there, throughout my entire life, I've just had these weird instances where I've come like close to, I had these really near death experiences where I've actually seen.
Yeah, I've seen the bass drop.
I've actually seen and been, you know, guided and helped along by these country ghosts.
I gotcha. Like, who are some of the country ghosts that you have, you know, interacted with over the years?
Hank Williams.
Yeah, obviously.
Waylon Jennings.
Oh, yeah.
Johnny Cash.
Mm-hmm. I've heard of him.
And then the one that I've gotten help from, but I didn't even want help from him, was Chris LeDoux. I freaking hate Chris LeDoux. And I was just like, if I wasn't about to die, I'd whoop you right
I'd
now.
I'd whoop your ass. You didn't get help from the ghost of Chris Gaines.
Nah.
That's
I mean, I'm not saying that, you know, I'm done getting help from ghosts.
Yeah, so we'll see.
But that's just the ones that I've come in contact with so far. Like, those were the four.
Yeah, these are the ones that helped you out.
Yeah.
Can't talk any shit on them, man. They saved
I mean, there's been two times where I've fallen asleep while I was driving.
Yeah.
Where I actually woke up in the passenger seat.
Chris LeDoux took the wheel.
Yeah.
Yeah, those expeditions. Chris LeDoux take the wheel.
Yeah, that happened. And yeah. I was just like, hang on it. Is that really Chris LeDoux? I'm like, oh
heck.
Just all right, get out of here.
Look, I appreciate you looking out for me, LeDoux, but we're never gonna be straight. We're never gonna be friends, okay? Yeah. So stop trying to make this happen.
And then when I was younger, I was up in a barn in like a hayloft.
Sure.
And you know, I'm just up there playing with little, you know, toys and stuff, and I tripped over one of them, fell off the top of the top loft,
which happens. I grew up on a farm. We had a barn, and there was a hayloft that you definitely could fall out.
I mean, who hasn't that happened to? Really,
that's so true. Yeah,
yeah. And so I fell off the top, and I got somebody caught me. Thought it was my dad at first until I got set down and looked around. It was Johnny Cash.
Oh man. You know, I'm going to tell you the story. I'm going to go OT here. I want to take it into a different direction. But speaking of that story, that's so weird that happened to you. Because
did that happen to you as well?
No, my cousin Ryan, big shout out, Ryan Disponent, big listener of this podcast. So big shout out to you, cousin Ryan. But he's told me this story multiple times, and his father has too. And I love this story. Is his dad, you know, when Ryan was a kid, his dad took him to go to pro wrestling. And around here was like Memphis wrestling, which was, like a territorial type thing. Anyway, you know, a wrestler was coming out and everybody was like, you know, holding their hands out in the aisleway or whatever. And my cousin Ryan's dad, my Uncle Jimmy, shout out to Uncle Jimmy. Uncle Jimmy held Ryan out, much like Michael Jackson dangling a baby.
Oh, boy.
out. When a wrestler was coming out, and these people rushed that area, and he dropped my cousin Ryan. Oof. And he was caught by Jerry the King Lawler. So shout out to Jerry the King Lawler for saving my cousin Ryan's life. He's now an adult and making moves happen. But yes, Jerry the King Lawler also too in a hayloft like situation, caught. Caught my cousin Ryan.
That's what I'm saying, man. Who has that's not true. Happened to you?
Yeah, know? that's old hat by now. Who has it not happened to?
It's just one of those things where it's like, even if it hasn't happened to you, I'm sure you know of somebody who's...
Yes, exactly. You obviously know a person or two. Just like me, you know, I'd share that story. It hadn't happened to me personally, but,
yeah, but
a friend of mine. A relative of mine.
It's got to be within your... some. If you go back and do your genealogy work, somewhere along your bloodline, somebody's been dropped and caught.
Yeah, absolutely. If you go and do your... what is that? Ancestry.com. Yeah. If you go to Ancestry.com, surely there's a document about it.
23andMe.
That you can look up. A census record that you can look up about it.
Got dropped off the old wagon on the plains.
Yeah, fell off wagon, caught by ghost, 1910.
And that's the thing, is that everybody thinks that, you know, all ghosts are bad, but some of them...
No, dude.
Some Casper. Of them will try.
Some of them are badass.
Yeah, but when Casper was like... I think that's the proper ratio of ghosts.
He was the friendly ghost.
He was, but how many bad ghosts were in his crew?
He had, what, like three uncles or brothers-in-law?
So obviously, when it comes to Casper, one out of every four ghosts are bad. Yeah. Or one out of every four ghosts are good.
I think that's accurate.
Three out of every four are bad.
Yeah.
25% of the time, you're going to get a good ghost. And 75%, you're going to get assholes.
And the worst part about it is sometimes the douchey ghosts will pretend to be... a good ghost. Yeah. So, like, a lot of, like, and there have been times that my cousin, same kind of hayloft situation.
Same hayloft scenario, bro.
Yeah. And she actually passed away, but she fell off the loft, and her dad was standing at the bottom and was going to running over to catch her, like the old baseball kind of situation. And
gotcha.
A ghost said, I got it. And then, so the dad backed off, and the ghost just moved his arms.
Oh, man.
Oof.
Classic Atlanta Braves error.
Yeah.
Type scenario here.
Yeah.
You know. So,
and he was part of that 75%.
A very Javi Lopez-like ghost.
Yeah.
That may have caused the error. Well, guys, this is definitely some insight for you. So I'm sure you guys have had a supernatural experience. Who hasn't in this day and age? I mean, it's 2018, you know. But, yeah. So where can people... As we're kind of ramping down here, where can people find the Iron Falcon on the internet?
So
you guys are on the internet, right? You guys have heard of that?
We are on the internet.
Did you guys get AOL yet? They sent me a floppy disk in the mailbox. I don't know if you guys got it yet. I can have 5.0 now, so pretty tight.
We didn't like the internet for a long time.
Don't trust you.
But you know, we had a friend who was like, hey, if you dudes want to do anything with your music, you got to learn how to use this.
Yeah, we can't just keep... We used to just tape our discs on the back of cows and open up the gate and just watch them go.
I used to record all our music on a Talkboy tape recorder. That's how this podcast started, just on a Talkboy tape recorder, brother.
So we learned how to use the Facebook.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
That's what it's called. Mm-hmm. So that's probably what we do. That was the first one we learned, so most of our stuff's there.
I gotcha.
Instagram, is that what it's
Instagram?
Called? Yeah, whatever. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, like Golden Grams, but Instagrams. Yeah, you know, it's a new cereal.
You don't even. It comes with milk in the bag.
Already in the bag. Could you imagine if you got cereal with milk already in the bag?
Gross.
The biggest bummer. I don't know, because I'm a little bit older than you guys, but did you guys have bagged milk when you were in school?
I don't think so, no.
We
have little cartons.
Huge thing in Canada, and other schools around the United States will have a bag of milk. You got to buy a milk bag. And actually, the first time I ever saw a milk bag was in A Hard Day's Night, the Beatles movie. So this is mid-60s. This dude goes to a vending machine and orders... from the vending machine, selects milk, and it comes in a triangular bag. I don't think I could deal with that. But I will say, if you had cereal and the milk already comes in the bag, that would be cool, but it was obviously it's going to be a bummer. I'm not going to drink bagged milk.
I've heard that's a popular thing in other countries.
Moral of the story, bro, if you want me to get milk, you better church it up. You better church up the packaging, because if you put it in a plastic bag, it ain't happening.
Yeah. And then, you can find us on Instagram. It's Iron Falcon Official.
Yeah. If you're trying to keep up with news, Facebook or Instagram is the best way to go.
Absolutely.
If you're looking to hear our music, we'll be on YouTube. Bandcamp is one that we use frequently. And we'll be we'll be distributing it to, you know, any major listening service, Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, whatever you're on.
Fantastic.
So it'll all be there.
You must have like a smart uncle that's like putting that on for you.
Yeah. Well, we've got a farmhand that is a little more savvy with
He's a bit tech savvier than we are.
He's a younger dude, and he's, you know, from the city, so we kind of have to rely on him for that sort of stuff. But
absolutely, yeah. City slicker, man.
You know, that's the thing. Some of the city slickers ain't bad.
Some of them. We ain't talking about everyone.
And of course, this dude's a good dude. He's a reformed city slicker.
Right. he grew up there. He was born there, but then he left immediately.
Yeah.
But yeah, well, guys, definitely check out Iron Falcon here. And if you like what you heard today, definitely check out the Sean versus Wild podcast. If you haven't already, like, share, and subscribe. Tell your friends about it. All the Iron Falcon links will be in the show notes, guys. I do not disappoint you. Every single week, I'm making it happen here. So definitely check out Iron Falcon. Definitely check out Tennessee Sky. That's going to be debuting to the world tomorrow. And really importantly, enjoy your 4th of July, man. This is America's birthday.
Hell, that's right.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Hell woo!
We got parachuting army men.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Well, let me ask you, what are some of your, before we just immediately cut this off, what are some of your favorite fireworks?
Man, I'm just a fan of bottle rockets.
Bottle rockets.
Like I said earlier, you pop the stick out of them, light them, and just throw them.
Do you think bottle rocket is better than a Roman candle?
Yes.
Yeah.
Roman candle's pretty.
Well,
I mean, that you can be pretty accurate with a Roman candle.
That's the part that I don't like, man. I like not knowing what's about to happen.
I love the unexpected.
Yeah, just about every year with a Roman candle, though, I can never remember which end it shoots out of. So I just kind of hold it
and just hope for the best.
I want to tell you this story before we ride off into the sunset. Is when I was a kid, this is something that will stick with me, obviously, because I'm telling you the story now. I was about 4, 5, 6 years old. And we went to a friend of my mother's for 4th of July, and they're lighting off fireworks, and they did it up big. Their next door neighbor had a German Shepherd that was a retired police dog, and he like sniffed out explosions and all that other sort of thing, explosives.
So he ate all your fireworks.
Literally, this dog. At one point in the night, like there was like a Roman candle that's like going off. This dog literally ran across the front lawn and picked it up in his mouth and ran off with it. And it's like, dude, you have flames coming out and like literally could hit anyone because this dog is, making it happen. But yeah, true story.
I saw a video on the internet of a dachshund doing something similar.
Yeah, dude. America.
It was the goofiest thing.
Guys, one last thing. So we're three patriots here, man. What do you have to say to the listeners out there about America? It's 4th of July, 3rd of July, technically, but 4th of July is coming up pretty darn soon.
It's just a
happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
celebrate
America.
It. I feel very privileged and grateful to be living in this country.
Proud to be an American.
Can you close the podcast with that song?
Yeah. Dude, I need to. Actually. Guys, this is Proud to Be American by I don't know who sings that song.
Dude, we originally used it to open up our set.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
The Falcon is proud to be American, and so am I. Guys, thank you so much for checking out this week's episode. Definitely check out Iron Falcon. Definitely check out the video for Tennessee Sky. It's awesome, and it's coming out tomorrow. On YouTube, or depending on when you listen to this, it's already out. And in the meantime, and in between time, have an awesome 4th of July. Happy birthday, America. This has been
Sean versus Wild.
The Sean versus Wild podcast.
Thank you for listening, DNN.